good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shar, talking on a Thursday morning. Alan, tick-tock, tick-tock. The fun drive is coming. The fun drive is coming.
Well, it is, David. And, you know, we kid around about it and we are lighthearted about it because we have never failed in one of these. But I always worry that people will not take it seriously enough, that they'll think it's business as usual, and that some people will turn their backs on it. And, you know, it is the day that we lose this sense of community that we have always had, the day that we stop pulling together, the day that we say, let someone else do it, the station will certainly not be what it has been and certainly may continue to exist as we know it. So, come on, gang. You know, we've all put it together. We've all made it. Put something in the lockbox. Go to WAMC.org. There's over $17,000, two major grants from Mr. Big and from First Niagara, if we can do this. So, I'm just asking that everybody does something. WAMC.org.
Yesterday, greeted to the news of an Amtrak train derailment, train 188, heading from Washington, D.C. to New York. Alan, derailed in Philadelphia Tuesday night, killing at least seven people. We're hearing now that the train was going at 100 miles an hour or more, 106, some are saying, through a sharp turn. The issue now, of course, is the technology exists to allow trains to slow down. The train had that technology, but you need it on the route as well. And it wasn't there. Lots of calls. Chris Murphy, Connecticut senator you speak with, as well as Chuck Schumer, saying we need to upgrade this.
Well, yes, it's just a matter of money, but it's also a matter of compliance. Look, there's a reason that this engineer is not talking to authorities and not cooperating. So there's always the potential for human error. But at the same time, this technology, as you just pointed out, does exist. That train should have been slowed down automatically without any input from the engineer, but it wasn't. And so now a lot of people lay dead, and it's just awful. So let's all remember that to build another submarine is good for the United States if it keeps people working, but it's nothing compared to the protection of all the people in this country.
Joined by Cardinal Timothy Dolan earlier this week, Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo introduced the Parental Choice Education Act, which will provide tax credits to lower-income parents who send their children to non-public schools.
Governor Cuomo has made an unnecessary enemy in teachers who believe that his policies have created other policies that will weaken public education in the state. I have never seen angrier people than our educational community and our teachers. I think it was unnecessary. I mean, whatever his political strategy is, he did it. And now he does this. He calls for vouchers so that parochial school parents can pay for their children in parochial schools. Well, listen, I have no problem with parochial schools. I think it's great. Let a thousand flowers bloom. But when you start paying, inevitably it's going to mean that there's less money for public education. And that's why the state has never done it. The assembly stands firmly against it. At least we'll have to see what the new speaker, Carl Hastie, is made of, because it may come down to that.
Finally, Alan, jurors resumed deliberations today in the Boston Marathon bomber case. Johar Tsarnaev facing the death penalty or life in prison. Earlier, the defense brought in Sister Helen Prejean, who said over the course of interviews and conversations with Johar, he showed remorse.
Well, there's the picture of him with the middle finger up. There is precious little that people have been able to show about remorse. Look, when polled, the people of Massachusetts say, we don't want the death penalty. There are parents of victims who have said, we don't think that the death penalty should be applied here. So in the case of Tsarnaev, you know, it would appear that he was in it and his brother and he put it together and that all these people suffered. For me, yeah, lock him in a cell, keep him there, but don't let him out. Don't say he's got a different personality years later, because all those dead people deserve to have the respect that we captured somebody, we put him in a cell, we said, good, now you can rot here.